Carl Goodman.
Hi, Carl. It's Samantha Hayes calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you, Samantha?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I've heard a lot about you from Don, and of course, you're working on your project.
I hope it's not all bad.
Right. It's all good. Don't worry. That's what I said. And I wanted to have a discussion with you in person because I had a couple of questions for you. I just needed to clarify that, mm-hmm. as you're well aware, that we're working on getting you a timeline. So I wanted mm-hmm. to personally discuss that with you. Okay. So we're talking about three
sure.
books here, okay? The third one is Critical Point, correct?
One you're working on right now. There are actually
right.
four books.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. There are four books.
Four books, okay. Yeah. And the fourth one is Critical Point.
No, the third one is Critical Point.
Okay.
The fourth one, the next one, is called The Main Event, M-A-I-N-E, as in the state of Maine.
Okay, all right. See, I knew there were confusions. All right. So, The Main
Event.
And
the first two two books are Out of the Fog and The Dysfunctional Family.
Got it. All right. From what I understood is that we are supposed to unpublish these two books, the first one, which is Out of the Fog, and the second one is Dysfunctional Family. Those two needed to be unpublished and then proofread and then republished again. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. What about the fourth book, The Main Event?
The fourth book is brand new, and so I will have to get you. I've sent the cover art already to Don, but I think I need to get you the manuscript when you're ready for that one.
Got it. Now I need. Let's talk about the Critical Point first. Do you have the book cover created for that, or is that something that you need us to do? Because I asked Steve about it.
Oh, okay. Good old Steve. Now, I cheated. I've got a picture of your gathering at Williamsburg, so I've gotten mm-hmm. to see what Don looks like and Alex and Steve. I don't know if you're in that picture, but I'll have to find out.
Okay, all right. Well, I was most likely not included in that picture.
Okay. But
okay.
Anyway, there is artwork for Critical Point. I think
mm-hmm.
Don has it. I can resend it if I need to. And the comment that I received is that the book explanation on the back cover needs to be shortened, and that'll be easy.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Okay, then you can share the cover art with Steve for Critical Point, and the book is almost completed. All right, so this is sorted. Critical Point is sorted. The book is completed. We're just doing some final touches, so most likely within, let's say, a week or so, we'll be done. That depends on your feedback. I mean, did you provide feedback on the last few chapters?
I did. Each time Steve sends me between 3 and 6 chapters, and I give him the feedback, it's all been good, except maybe I've changed one or two words. That's it.
Got it. Okay. All right. So Critical Point is on track so far, I think, a week more or less, and we will be ready to publish Critical Point, okay? So let
cool.
me write that down as well. Next step will be publishing and then marketing, because you signed up with us for marketing for this particular book, Critical Point.
I did, and I so need your help, Samantha, because obviously it's one thing to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole other thing to have credible publishers and marketers
Absolutely.
I don't know if Don explained it to you, but the first publisher I went with was truly scamming me. It was terrible.
Oh, I'm and sorry to hear that.
They took all kinds of money from me. In fact, Alex, I had paid them for, I shouldn't have, but they convinced me to pay them to do a Times Square Jumbotron thing, which I did. And then when I sent it to Alex, he said, you know that these are scams. What they've done is they've just, I don't know what you'd call it.
Photoshopped?
Yeah, Photoshopped your pictures in there. Said it's not real. And
oh,
so they
my God.
Scammed. And then they went dark. So when I started to call them the Critical Point, they went dark. They're
gone.
Oh,
my God.
So,
I'm so sorry about that.
Well, that's not your fault, but thank you. See, what happens then is that I have very limited funds, which I've already given to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told Don, I need to start making some money before I can do anything else. Because, you know, the unfortunate thing is, like many people, I'm blessed, but I'm 74 years old and I don't have an alternative source of income.
Right.
So I just need your marketing help. We need to make these work. And I told Don, he knows this, that in fact probably as the weather clears up next month, I'll take a drive down to Atlanta, meet with him and with you and Alex or anybody who's available, because I want that. And the second thing is I will make myself available. I'll pay the price to fly to New York to do book signings or whatever we need to promote it, and I'm going to be there for that.
That would be wonderful, and we welcome you for that, okay? I just wanted to have a brief discussion with you, understand what your timelines are, and, work on the overall deliverables according to that. So coming back to my question, what is the estimated time frame that you can give us on book one and two?
Well, you could take those down and start working on them now. Let me tell you what my thoughts are.
Okay.
After Critical Point, the next book to work on is The Main Event, book number four. The reason for that is that one is over a year behind because my previous publisher went dark, and it was supposed to be out last summer. Obviously,
oh, okay.
It was.
Right,
and
right.
And the reason in Maine, it's very cold, as you know. So Maine is a summer spot. And so the main event written all about that coast will see, in my opinion, the best markets will start in May. And that is when all the cottage owners who go up there for the summer will be there and want to buy it. That's when the various hotels, motels, restaurants, and gift shops will be open to people who come to visit who would be interested in buying a book about the place they went to visit, even though it's fiction. And so it's important to get the main event out by that end of May, because once it's out, it'll take me 2 to 3 weeks to get my printed copy.
Right, right.
Okay. Then my thoughts were we need to do some multitasking while we're doing the main event during this late spring through summer. We also bring Out of the Fog and The Dysfunctional Family down and correct them and republish them under the Penguin imprint. So that then when it comes time to market the books, we can market them as a series, which is really what they are.
Right.
If you Out of the Fog, it it ends with a little bit of a cliffhanger, not much. Mm-hmm. And then the next book, The Dysfunctional Family, starts with the prologue having happened right after that book. And then the third book, Critical Point, happens with the prologue starting after that book, et cetera.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So you're saying that your priority right now is getting Critical Point and Main Event out, correct?
Correct.
All right, then. We are almost through with Critical Point, but we haven't started anything on Main Event. So I think we'll have to expedite that and finish it off latest by the next month. So that way, at the end, see, before the end of May, we will have enough time to have that proofread, create your account, and have the book live. So, you know, we don't have to rush at the end of May. Let me ask you one more question. The two books that are already published, the first two, do you have the credentials for that particular account, Amazon account?
Oh, gosh. Maybe, but I doubt it, because the publisher went dark on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm looking to credentials. You mean passwords and such?
Yes,
right?
Your email address that was used along with the password. See, it's all right if you do not have the password. We can reset that as long as you have that email address working.
I don't know. Which, the email address, you mean the through which they were published?
They created the account, yes. See, there is an email address required in order to create your account with Amazon or Barnes & Noble. So I'm talking about that email account. That email account needs to be active, and you need to provide the email address to me so we can log in, access the books, and take them down, first of all, and then rework them and then publish them again. And it has to be done from your account. So all the royalties are transferred directly into your account.
Yeah, well, hold on a second.
Sure.
I know they changed some of them, which was a frustration, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever they – that's the problem with having a less than – open publisher, right?
Mm-hmm, that is correct.
They could do things without me.
Mm-hmm.
So hang in. I'm looking through my little password book.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Kindle Direct Publishing. My notes say my email, which is, and I'll give you two, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Okay, I'll give you three. My email is Carl, C-A-R-L, Goodman, C-O-O-D-M-A-N, at the, T-A-T, Isaac, I-S, AAC network.com.
Okay.
My Gmail address, which I'll probably use for people to contact me for the book, is J, my initial J, Carl, C-A-R-L, Goodman, G-O-O-D-M-A-N, at gmail.com. So that's simple, you know, because once we get rolling, I'll need to look at email for the book, and that'll be jcarlgoodman@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay.
Now, active. There is another email here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That I have. That is not active, I know, but I just lost it. And that was set up, I found later, by the other publisher.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a minute. Here we are.
Okay.
It was J. Carl Goodman 3, the number 3, at gmail.com. And I have no idea what the password was. Now, I can also tell you that the password for the Kindle Direct Publishing, which was either Carl Goodman at theisacnetwork.com or jcarlgoodman at Gmail, the password was changed on September 19th, 1 year ago.
Okay.
Was Portia, because I have a little Portia, capital P-O-R-S-C-H-E, 07 exclamation point.
Okay. Got it. And this password is associated with the first two email addresses that you provided, right? jcarlgoodman at gmail.com or carlgoodman at theisacnetwork.com, correct?
I believe so. I know that the Portia 07 exclamation point is with my Gmail, with my Google Mail. That's the password for that.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I don't know what password they use for isacnetwork.com. Although, I'll give you one more that they might, if you can remember all these.
I'm typing it all down. All right.
Okay. For Barnes & Noble Press, and for J. Carl Goodman 3 at gmail.com, the password that I have written, although they could have changed it, was Poopsie, capital P-O-O-P-I-E, 0314, exclamation point. That's my wife's nickname, Poopsie.
All right, that is Tango, Oscar, Peggy, Indigo, Echo, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that is amusing. Okay, you call your wife that?
Yeah.
That is sweet. Okay.
Well,
all right.
I've been married 54 years, so we're still trying to get it right.
Right, absolutely. Okay, thank you so much for this information. Carl, this is going to be a difficult task, you know, accessing your Kindle Direct Publishing account, and it's like a trial and error thing, okay, because since we don't have one actual password or one definite ID, which we are sure of, right? So I'm going to talk to my publishing team and see what we can do about that. Secondly, let's schedule a detailed session for tomorrow so I have all the answers for you, okay? This was just a quick pro quo, you can say. I just wanted to make sure that you and I, we are on the same page. So what time will you be available tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon, anytime after 1. So if you want to do a 2 o'clock call or something, that would be great.
Okay. What time zone are you in?
I'm Eastern. Where are you located? Are you in New York or are you in Atlanta?
No, I'm actually in San Francisco. I'm not in New York.
Oh, you're...
I'm in a different branch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm Eastern.
Okay, perfect. All right, so anytime... I'm sorry?
Same as Don Rose.
Gotcha.
He's also in Eastern time.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Okay, then I will call you at most likely 2 o'clock your time. Would that work for you?
That'll work. And
okay.
It would be best if you call my direct line at the office.
Okay, and can you provide me that number, please?
Well, of course I can. It is 865-448-8700.
All right, so that's going to be 865-448-8700, correct?
That's my landline.
Okay.
Office.
Gotcha. All right, then. I'm going to call you tomorrow, 2 o'clock your time, so we can discuss the definite timeline for all four books, okay?
Okie doke. I appreciate it. And, you know, in the meantime, if you
mm-hmm.
have a problem breaking into some of these,
uh-huh.
I'm going to continue to look for any past passwords and such that they might have used. My only fear is, because I know it happened once,
mm-hmm.
I went to get in on it and I couldn't, and they had changed the password because they had the original one, so they
mm-hmm.
could change it so nobody else could get in it, which was a problem.
Okay. All right. Well, if you find anything, you can forward it to me. Do you have my email address?
I will. I do not. I'm going to write it.
Okay. Let me know once you're ready.
Samantha?
That is correct. Yes.
And what?
Samantha dot Hayes, that is H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra, at
mm-hmm.
penguinbookwriters.com.
I can do that.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much for your time, Carl. I shall get back to you tomorrow, and then we can discuss the next plan of action moving forward. Okay?
Very well. Thank you, Samantha.
No worries at all. You
I
have yourself a wonderful day. All right. Thank you.
Well, you too. But you
thank
got more
you.
Of it than me. My call's over.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. Take care. Bye-bye.
You will. Take care. Bye-bye.